Time for our thought for the day. This morning, Martin's with us. Martin Spedigu, a follower of Sri Chinmoy. Martin, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody. The other weekend, I was in London helping organise an annual 24-hour race. In these races, 40 or more runners run around a track and see how far they can go in the 24-hour period. The lead runners usually cover around 130 to 140 miles. One of the runners I admire immensely. I first saw him in Scotland in a similar race. His dogged style and red hair in a ponytail made him stand out from the others. He would run for a couple of hours at a pace about double that of the other runners. Then he would disappear for an hour, and so on for the whole race. 15 years on, and now age 55, Jimmy's hair may have dulled a little, and he may not have quite the same dash. But his style remains much the same. As he completed 100 miles, again we saw this terrific sustained burst of speed. In all, he covered about 112 miles. The competitors showed us that age need not be a bar to physical capacity. Nearly half of them were over 50, and six of them were over 60. Ultramarathon running has its parallel with our own way or path through life. Often, for these runners, their goal is simply to surpass their PBs, their personal bests, in time and distance. For them, it is an exercise in self-transcendence, going beyond and trying to improve upon one's earlier performance or capacity. For us to achieve anything in life, we have to emulate these warrior runners. At the start of the race, we may be full of inspiration, but as time goes on, tiredness and difficulties dog us, and inspiration gives way to the desire to give up, to leave the track. But once the goal is achieved, we see that the suffering and struggling was well worthwhile. The spiritual seeker has his or her ups and downs, as in other levels of life. But the seeker knows that self-transcendence will eventually lead to perfection. Incidentally, the Sri Chinmoy 1300-mile race in New York has just finished. It's a bit of a mind stretcher. And as it's Monday, perhaps I'll leave it for another day. Goodbye.